Let us rejoice in the Lord. Welcome to the Legion of Mary Radio on the Oremus Communications Internet Radio. This is your host, Romy Aquino.
And Zita Aquino.
And we are from the Legion of Mary, Immaculate Conception Presidium at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Hockessin, Delaware, the United States of America. Today, January 18, 2019, is the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C., and the start of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. We will also talk about Our Lady of Hope, whose feast day we celebrated yesterday, January 17th. Afterwards, we will pray the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. And so let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our Lady of Hope, feast day, January 17. What is the story behind Our Blessed Mother's title, Our Lady of Hope? Our Blessed Mother's title, Our Lady of Hope, arises from her appearance to several children in Pontmain, France, on January 17, 1871. In 1861, Kaiser Wilhelm I ascended the throne of Prussia and immediately appointed Otto von Bismarck as his chancellor. Their goal was to unite all German-speaking states into a single country. Together, they assumed an aggressive, bellicose stance to assert as well as to test its position among their neighbors. Prussia waged three quick wars. First, against Denmark in 1864, taking Holstein. Second, against Austria in 1866. Putting Prussia in control of Germany, and finally against France in 1870. On August 1st, 1870, the first cannon was fired and the Franco-Prussian War had begun. The French army quickly fell to the military superior Prussian army. By December 27, the Prussians had invaded Paris. Now they turned to the western provinces of Normandy and Brittany. By mid-January 1871, the Prussian army was just a few miles from the town of Pontmain, which was located right inside the French defensive line. The citizens feared for their lives. Father Guérin, who had been the parish priest for 35 years, instructed the children to pray to the Blessed Mother for protection. On the evening of Tuesday, January the 17th, at about 5 o'clock, 12-year-old Eugene Barbetti was leaving his father's barn. He looked up into the starry sky and saw a beautiful lady standing in the air, about 20 feet above the roof line and between the two chimneys of Jean and Augustine Gedecock's home across the way. The lady was wearing a dark blue dress covered with gold stars, a black veil, and a simple gold crown. Eugene stood there in trance in the snow for about 15 minutes. His father and 10-year-old brother, Joseph, came out of the barn, and Eugene cried out, "Look over there, above the house. What do you see?" Joseph described the lady in the same way Eugene had seen her. Their father did not see her, so he sternly ordered them to return to feeding the horses in the barn. For whatever reason, a little later, the father told the brothers to go out and look again. They again saw her. Joseph kept saying, "How beautiful she is. How beautiful she is." Their mother, Victoria Barbadette, had now appeared on the scene and told Joseph to be quiet, since he was attracting so much attention. Knowing that the boys were honest and did not lie, she said, "It is perhaps the Blessed Virgin who appears to you. Since you see her, let us say five Our Fathers and five Hail Marys in her honor. The brothers were truly pious. They began their day serving Holy Mass, reciting their rosary, and offering the Stations of the Cross for the intention of their older brothers serving in the French army. After reciting the prayers in the barn, so as not to attract attention, Mrs. Barbadet asked if the children still saw the lady. When they replied yes, she went for her eyeglasses. When she returned, bringing their sister Louise with her, neither of them saw anything. The mother's mood changed, and she accused them of lying. Mrs. Barbadet then thought of calling the religious sisters. She said, "Sisters are better than you are. If you see, they will certainly see, too." Sister Bethlehem also knew that the boys were honest. However, she, too, could not see the lady. Sister Bethlehem then went to a neighboring house and asked two little girls, Françoise Richer, who was age 11, and Jean-Marie Libos, age 9, to come with her. The two girls described the lady in the same way. Sister Marie Edward had now joined the group. Upon hearing that the two girls had said, she went to bring Father Guérin and another child, Eugène Fritot. Eugène also saw the lady, but this time a large crowd of about 50 villagers have gathered. Augustin Bouten, only 25 months old, reached to the lady and said, "To Jesus, to Jesus." Only this six children would see the vision of Our Lady of Hope. Father Guérin told everyone to pray, so they knelt and said the rosary. Sister Marie Edward led the crowd in reciting the Magnificat. Gradually, a message in gold letters appeared in the sky. "But pray, my children." All of the children saw the same message. Sister Marie Edward then led the crowd in singing the litanies of the Blessed Virgin. The message continued to unfold. "God will hear you in a short time." News came that the Prussians were now at Laval, very close to Pontmain. The message continued. "My son allows himself to be moved with compassion." When children had announced the message, Father Guérin told the crowd to sing a hymn of praise. Sister Marie Edward said, "Mother of Hope, of name so sweet, protect our country, pray for us, pray for us." The people responded, "If the Prussians were at the entrance of the village, we should have no fear now." At the conclusion of the hymn, the message disappeared. The crowd then sung a hymn of repentance and reparation to Jesus. The lady appeared as head and held a large red crucifix with inscription, "Jesus Christ." At 8:30 p.m., the people sung Ave Maris Stella, and the crucifix disappeared. She again smiled, and two small white crosses appeared on her shoulders. She lowered her hands, as seen in the images of the Immaculate Conception. A white veil gradually covered her from foot to crown. At about 8:45, the children said, "It's over. Our Lady had disappeared." While this operation was happening, General von Smith received orders from the Prussian High Command to hold his campaign and withdraw. 10 days later, an armistice was signed between France and Prussia. The miraculous intercession of Our Blessed Mother had saved Pontmain. Because of this operation, devotion to Our Lady of Hope spread. The message of Our Blessed Mother is that of hope. "But pray, my children, God will hear you in a short time. My son allows himself to be moved with compassion." As we offer our rosary each day, seeking the maternal care of Our Blessed Mother, we must be mindful. She who stood at the foot of the cross filled with the hope of the forgiveness of sin and the resurrection of everlasting life, affords us hope also during our journey in life. With our Lady of Hope, we indeed have assurance of never being abandoned and have hope of being united with our Lord, now and forever in heaven.
Amen. Well, thank you for that insight about Our Lady of Hope. Unique from day one, pro-life is pro-science. This is an excerpt from LifeSite News. Today, as we speak, pro-lifers from across the United States and around the world are gathering on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for a series of speeches and music before the main event, marching to the U.S. Supreme Court, which imposed abortion on demand on all 50 states with 1973's Roe v. Wade. The theme of this year's march is unique from day one, declaring that science is on the side of life and emphasizing the settled biological fact that individual human beings are not only alive, but genetically complete and unique, starting with their earliest days as an embryo. Medical and technological advancements continue to reaffirm the science behind the pro-life cause, that life begins at fertilization, or day one, when egg meets sperm and a new, unique human embryo is created, the group says. From the moment of fertilization, our DNA is present, whether it's 23 pairs of chromosomes or 22. The theme's banner features a fingerprint, something that distinguishes us from any other human on the planet, and is determined by the DNA at day one. When life begins and the stages of prenatal development are scientific facts, humanity and our uniqueness as individuals begins at day one, at fertilization. Life, in its most vulnerable form, should be protected, the group concludes. That, in essence, is why we march. We march to end abortion, with a vision of a world where the beauty, dignity, and uniqueness of every human life are valued and protected. Modern biology determines whether something is alive or dead, human or animal. And an organism or mere organic matter based on broadly accepted criteria. Many mainstream respected medical and scientific textbooks agree that a living human organism, that is a human being, is present once fertilization has completed. In addition, several prominent abortionists and abortion philosophers have admitted that the preborn are alive and that abortion is killing. Now let us pray to end abortion. Lord God, I thank you today for the holy gift of my life and for the lives of all my brothers and sisters. I know there is nothing that destroys more life than abortion. Yet, I rejoice that you have conquered death by the resurrection of your Son. I am ready to do my part in ending abortion. Today, I commit myself never to be silent, never to be passive, never to be forgetful of the unborn. I commit myself to be active in the pro-life movement and never to stop defending life until all my brothers and sisters are protected and our nation once again becomes a nation with liberty and justice, not just for some, but for all. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Also, today is a very special day because we start the week for prayers for Christian unity. So from the Vatican News, there's an article that says Pope Francis has appealed to Christians across the world to pray and to work for full Christian unity. Pope Francis has reminded the faithful that ecumenism is not something optional. Speaking during the weekly general audience, the Pope looked ahead to the week of prayer for Christian unity that takes place from 18 to 25 of this month. He noted that the annual week of prayer on the theme Justice and Only Justice You Shall Pursue kicks off with the celebration of Vespers in the Basilica of St. Peter outside the walls, Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls on Friday. Again this year, we are called to pray so that all Christians may once again be a single family according to God's will, so that they may all be one, he said, pointing out that ecumenism is not something optional. He said it aims to develop a common and consistent witness that promotes true justice and support for the weakest through responses that are concrete, appropriate, and effective. The annual Week of Prayer for Christian Unity is a time in which Christians are reminded of Jesus' prayer for his disciples that they may be one so that the world may believe. It is an occasion for Christians of different denominations to come together to pray for their unity and participate in special ecumenical celebrations and prayer services. The theme in 2019 is Justice and Only Justice You Shall Pursue. Is inspired by Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 18 through 20. For each day of the week of prayer for Christian unity, different prayers are proposed. So join the week of prayer for Christian unity and pray for the Christians' unity in the world. For today, the reflection is Christians can sometimes be very committed to prayer and worship, but less concerned for the poor and the marginalized. Sometimes we pray in church, but at the same time oppress our fellow human beings or exploit the environment. Christians in Indonesia recognize that in their land, there are people who passionately try to practice their faith, but who oppress those of other beliefs. Even using violence in doing so. But in the Gospel of Luke, Jesus reminds us that the outward sign of true worship of God is acting justly. He is fierce in his condemnations of those who neglect this obligation. In the prophecy of Amos, God rejects the worship offered by those who neglect justice until they let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The prophet insists on the absolute link between worship and doing deeds of justice. When Christians work together to listen to the cry of the poor and the oppressed, they grow in communion with one another and with the triune God. Let us pray. God of the widow, the orphan, and the stranger, you have shown us the path of justice. Help us to follow your way by doing justice as our worship of you. As Christians together, may we worship you not only with our hearts and minds, but also by our deeds. May the Holy Spirit help and guide us to work for justice wherever we are, so that many people may be strengthened through our works. In the name of Jesus,
amen. Amen.
And now we will be praying the Divine Chaplet.
Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hokesson, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine... Welcome to the Hour of Great Mercy, brought to you by the Legion of Mary Immaculate Conception Presidium here at St. Mary the Assumption in Hokesson, Delaware. As to the history of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, in 1935, St. Faustina received a vision of an angel sent by God to chastise a certain city. She began to pray for mercy, but her prayers were powerless. Suddenly, she saw the Holy Trinity and felt the power of Jesus' grace within her. Then she found herself pleading with God for mercy, with the words she heard interiorly.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us.
As she continued saying this inspired prayer, the angel became helpless and could not carry out the deserved punishment. The next day, as she was entering the chapel, she again heard this interior voice, instructing her now to recite the prayer that the Lord later called the chaplet. This time, after "Have mercy on us," were added the words "and the whole world." From then on, she recited this form of prayer almost constantly, offering it especially for the dying. In subsequent revelations, the Lord made it clear that the chaplet was not just for her, but for the whole world. He also attached extraordinary promises to its recitation. Encourage souls to save the chaplet which I have given you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. When they say this chaplet, in the presence of the dying, I will stand between my Father and the dying person, not as the just judge, but as the merciful Savior. Priests will recommend it to sinners as their last hope of salvation, even if there were a sinner most hardened. If he were to recite this chaplet only once, he would receive grace from my infinite mercy. I desire to grant unimaginable graces to those souls who trust in my mercy. Through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will. Prayed on ordinary rosary beads, the Chaplet of the Divine Mercy is an intercessory prayer that extends the offering of the Eucharist, so it is especially appropriate to use it after having received Holy Communion at Holy Mass. It may be said at any time, but our Lord specifically told Saint Faustina to recite it during the 9 days before the Feast of Mercy, the first Sunday after Easter. He then added, "By this novena of chaplets, I will grant every possible grace to souls." It is likewise appropriate to pray the chaplet during the Hour of Great Mercy, 3 o'clock each afternoon, recalling the time of Christ's death on the cross. In his revelations to Saint Faustina, our Lord asked for a special remembrance of his passion at that hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. A fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us
and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and all the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins
and the sins of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and that of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
Have mercy on us
and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself.
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray for the successful completion of the March for Life and for the safe return of the marchers to their home. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at our death. To the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. This broadcast is brought to you by the Wilmington Curia of the Legion of Mary. We are grateful for the support provided by Reverend Charles Dillingham, Pastor at St. Mary, Tony McGinley, Program Director, RMS Communications, and members of the Legion of Mary, Immaculate Conception Presidium. If you missed any of our previous or wish to hear them again, our previous broadcast, that is, they can be found in the Legion of Mary archives of the RMS Communications website. Thank you again, and please listen next Friday at 3 p.m. Until then, to Jesus,
through Mary.